All right, and we
Radio.
On the air. Randy Zachary and
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. More than once, she has been the number one realtor in the entire state of Hawaii. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How you doing?
You know, doing well. I have in the middle of a travel day in the San Francisco airport right now, and but we've done it. Got the iPad, got the iPhone, and we are mobile, and we are on the air, so it's exciting.
You're heading to Maui, huh?
We are indeed. Yep. Heading over there, going to be working, putting a radio station on the air and doing some seminar stuff. And so
good.
I know we've got to get to it because we've got a lot. We've got a jam-packed show today, don't we?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, what we're going to go over today is sellers get out of your own way when selling your own personal home. That's going to be the first half of our show. The second half of our show, which is always based on spiritual and community issues, is on domestic violence.
Hmm. Wow. Oh, well, so I love the title, by the way, because I think a lot of sellers get in their own way, don't they?
Yeah, and, you know, we're specifically talking about sellers when you're selling your own home personally, the one you live in. Not so much when you're selling your investment properties or other real estate that you own. Typically the one that you live in, because that's when you can get in your way the most because you're personally attached to this. You know, sometimes you don't see the forest from the trees. You know how when we're any issue is as close to our heart. And, this is basically for the residential listeners out there. It's also good for any agent and brokers. Just some tidbits, as we always mention, that we can only give you tidbits on the show, and then you need to dig in, because every topic that we discuss, you could actually have a three-day workshop on. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know that every time you dig into a topic, it's like I kind of wait for, to go deep, and I know we just the time flies so quickly. So, and I know about the emotional thing. We've talked about that before in terms of your own house and issues with your house and, you know, the emotions of raising a family possibly and kind of gets in the way of maybe what you think it might be worth. And a lot of emotions sometimes wrapped up in a house.
You know, and the people can read your emotions, like either if you're showing the house and reading your body language or what you're saying, how you sound. And you can hurt yourself, too. The buyer may come in and offer even less just knowing the desperation that's there if you're desperate to sell, if you're not, you know. But sometimes I think we can get in our own way so much that we're stopping the process. And people would think, well, that's ridiculous. How can you stop the process? Well, you very much can, because you're too emotionally attached and you're not letting things go. So in this situation, what we're talking about with getting out of your own way, selling your own house personally, because we believe in Realty Universal, which offers menu programs and menu systems, you may be a seller that's using a real estate broker, or you could be selling it yourself as a for sale by owner in one of the for sale by owner programs where you're utilizing the multiple lists and other services as an a la carte system. The tidbits we're going to go over are going to apply to both a couple different situations. I hear the airport there, huh? They're talking on the intercom.
You can hear the flight information. And if you're listening live, I just want to let you know our phone number is 347-945-5428. Again, 347-945-5428. And you're tuned in to Realty Universal Radio. And Natalie Mullinex is about to help us sellers get out of our own way when we're talking about trying to sell our own personal property. So,
you know, and these Natalie, little things you would think, yeah, these little things you would think are incidental. It doesn't matter. What do you mean? It does matter. It very much makes a difference. And one, Randy, you mentioned pricing. You know, some sellers, you don't want to start off too high, especially in this type of market. And I know some of the headlines now here in June are saying that the market's turning. I don't see prices really going up a lot. I mean, you've got, of course, you know, some things could be, you could be waterfront in an area that's not being hurt at all or hasn't been hurt. But overall, yeah, the prices really are slowly doing turning around. It's not like they're increasing considerably. Mm. And there's a lot of property on the market, so you still want to make sure you're really priced well. I was talking to a seller the other day that had had his property on and off the market for 4 to 5 years with a lot of different companies, and this was on a phone consult. And he, you know, part of it could have been pricing, part of it could have been marketing. There definitely looked like there were issues where the property wasn't targeted properly for the right clientele. For example, this property had a barn and waterfront land, so it would really go to horse people, maybe car buffs, you know, antique, they're into their antique cars or, you know, hobby cars. But if it looked like it was only marketed one way residentially, but something wasn't right if over 3 to 5 years the property didn't even get an offer, right? So and so a lot of times sellers get in their own way too by letting it go. I don't know specifically what he did or didn't do, but I'm saying, you know, usually pricing and other items can take a beating. You know, sometimes everybody wants to blame everyone else but doesn't want to look at what they're doing in the situation. So a couple items that really help. I guess there's no way to mute that down, how that background noise is kind of, I guess it's not, it's just a, we'll just do it.
Yeah,
and
I can,
talk louder.
I can,
no,
I can,
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to help.
Let me, I'll mute my microphone. I can mute my
maybe
microphone.
Maybe that'll,
hang on.
Oh, okay. So anyhow, a couple things, for example, pricing is very important. But when people come to look at your house, if they're with a real estate agent, get out of the way and let them tour the property. Let them go through, the agent go through and do everything. A lot of sellers constantly state, well, the agent doesn't know my house. The agent's not going to point out this item and all these features. What you want to do is, if you're in the for sale by owner program or if you have an agent or broker, make sure there's flyers that spell out all those features that you want to spell out, separate it by room so they're not going to miss it. Lots of times people give lots of information and it's not organized and then people are browsing through it. If you really don't want to have them miss the, you know, the antique chandelier that you are leaving or the extra insulation that someone's not going to see and certain types of construction and extra building material that was used that's going to really make a difference, spell it out on these flyers and feature sheets and in detail so that when you walk in, okay, you're in the living room, this was done. Because the reason I say that is people need to feel and appreciate what they're going through and they're looking at. And we're talking about personal homes, another personal home, things people like. People are going to make their own changes. They're going to change the place around. But you still want to let them feel it. It's almost like I liken it to when somebody's shopping and they're shopping for clothes and somebody comes up and says, would you like any help? And they say, no. You say, no, I'm just looking, you know, and if I want any help, I'll let you know. So you got to give them space. Now, if you're doing it as a for sale by owner and you don't know the people, of course, you may have to give them a quick tour and then let them go through on their own. You want to make sure jewelry and everything's put away. Any items that there could be an issue shouldn't be around anyhow. There shouldn't be anything that someone could get to or walk off with. So you want to be safe. But really need people, you know, if you're doing it yourself, it's fine to give them a complete one tour and then to say, like, come back and let me show you the home. Sometimes people get too focused and in your own way saying, they didn't tell them about this, they didn't tell them about that, and then they're blaming the agent or broker, and they're creating all this negative energy instead of making it fun. Or also, make sure your property is easy to show. Don't put 2 to 3 day notices on your listings. Work with the agents. We had a situation the other day. We received something in Maryland where an agent was trying to show a property over back and forth, and the seller was not making it available and back and forth, and they started arguing with each other. The buyer is really serious in the property, and they're arguing with the person, and it definitely, I could see where things were done wrong on both sides, but long story short, they're not going to show the property. They're afraid that there's going to be other issues that are going to come up, that this is the personality and how this is going to get off, you know, the ground. So there's a lot of things that can be going on, but you see everything, and people get in the way by showing their emotions and getting frustrated that way. So we don't have much time today with what we're doing on spelling out every different item, but it's a lot of these little things that seem like it wouldn't make a difference really do make a difference, because you only get one shot at the person feeling comfortable, and then they have more chances of coming in and writing an offer or coming back a second time than if they're turned off immediately. People need space. People need to feel happy about the transition. It needs to be as easy as possible. I know you're selling your home, and it's a pain in the neck selling it and staging it and keeping it clean and everything for showings. So, but really, you want to look at the agents and brokers and the buyers as doing you a favor by coming in and viewing it, not you the other way around, like you're doing them a favor. So the emotions need to stay out of it. This needs to be as neutral as possible. Sometimes when somebody will come out and say, what will you make? What's your bottom line? You want to say, make me an offer or give me a number. Don't give too much information. We do have homesellerkits that you could download for free. As a promotion on here, we have other promotionals that are offered to clients with this kit. And you don't have to purchase it if you go. I'll give you a link you can go to, and that is homesellerkits.com, HomeSellerKits.com. Now, there's plenty of shows and house shows that tell you how to stage your home and what to do and what not to do and things like that, you know, as far as your getting in and staging, making this look beautiful, clutter, getting rid of clutter, things like that. So I'm not going to go over that type of stuff right now because we don't have that much time. But it's more the personality part of it, the make this wonderful, make this easy for them, make this a joyful experience, and get rid of the negativity, get rid of the opinions. Don't be opinionated. You may think this one person doesn't qualify, and they could have several $1 million cash. You don't know. So I wouldn't assume, because you want this process to be over as soon as possible, so that's why you want to be able to go through and make it easy. What do we have, about 5 more minutes, Randy?
Yeah, about 5 more minutes on this half of the show, and then, we'll take a break and then hit the second half of the show. And just to let everybody know, again, the phone number to call in is 347-945-5428, and that's nationwide, of course, and as well. And just to let you know, I'm traveling today for the San Francisco airport, so I'm kind of muting my microphone and letting Natalie share. And so, yeah, about 5 more minutes on this side. And again, Natalie sharing for sellers how to get out of your own way while selling your own property. So, been good stuff so far.
And it really is. It's a, you know, and then your children too. You know, you want to get your children involved in selling and everything. And if you do download homesellerkits.com, there's a lot of tidbits all the way from the staging to pricing and games for the kids and other ways to keep it fun and make it peaceful. You know, a lot of times people are selling your home and maybe you're going through a short sale. You're not going to get anything out of it at all, right? And so people tend to want to take appliances, take items, take everything else they put into it. You know, there's certain items you'll need to leave and then some you can take. People are selling because of divorces, deaths. I mean, there's a lot of times you're selling and it's not a happy situation. So I totally understand and have empathy that this may be a process where you're like, what do you mean? I'm supposed to, you know, be thankful that they're coming through. What do you mean I'm supposed to make this as easy as possible, that I, you know, and everything? But really, it's the best way to do it. It's the right way to do it. It's going to make it a lot easier. I've seen people say, it's never going to sell. It never sold before. It's been on the market with all these people before over and over and over. And if you really believe it's never going to sell, it's not going to sell. There's other people selling too, either downsize or upgrade or, you know, many, many different reasons. But just put your best foot forward. Give people space. Don't overcrowd them when they come in. And let the broker agent do their job, or if you're selling it in the for sale by owner program, you can do it. But either way, you want to have those flyers together where it spells out all the extra amenities, all the different things that were done, the upgrades and everything. So you can briefly go over it, but you don't have to, take them every time. We've had times over the years where I've heard where a seller tells a broker or agent, sit down here, you have a seat, I'm taking the people through, and totally doesn't let the people look through it and feel it. And you know, people need to visualize their own furniture, their own decor, their own, you know, things. So you just want to kind of give them space. And that's going to pretty much wrap up the first half, since we're on a tight schedule today with the travel arrangements. And
appreciate your patience there. We want to take a break, and then we'll be back.
Okay.
Got time? Okay,
here we go. Shoestring Ministries committed to mindset, attitude, and behavior change by taking the focus off of me and putting it on Christ. All right, Dr. V, this week we're talking about fresh starts.
How many of you just need a do-over sometime? You know, to take back a negative word, a failed relationship, or a life regret?
All of those.
The God we serve is about fresh starts, Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 reads, "The faithful love of the Lord never ends. Mm. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning."
Whoa!
Man, oh, man. Just like the newness of dawn, God's daily mercies give us a chance for a do-over.
You know, Brennan Manning talked about he loves us just as we are and not as we should be, because we'll never be as we should be.
That's right.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters, because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcome it. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
And we are back, Realty Universal Radio. It is, let me give you the number once again, 347-945-5428. Randy Zachary and Natalie Malenix. Natalie on the East Coast, and I'm in San Francisco at the airport, heading to Maui. And I'm going to be working, doing some radio stuff over there, and looking forward to it. And got some great ideas for future shows, so just stay tuned. We're going to be doing a lot more kind of live remote broadcast stuff where
That's amazing. We'll
be in public places. And, yeah, just be able to do that.
How's your weather up in San Francisco? How's your weather up in San Francisco? I've got right now.
It is.
Oh, you're in the
sunny.
Airport, so you don't know.
Yeah, it's sunny. I see sunshine out there. Yeah, kind of hazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was on the Gulf side of Florida last week for a few days, and it was so hot. And that's one thing I really, really miss. Well, Hawaii, going back and forth, but in Hawaii, you know, it never gets too hot or too cold, so that's kind of a temperature.
Yeah.
That temperature there thing is really wonderful. That part is really hard to skip away from.
Kind of drives you a little crazy when it's 87 and trade winds all year long, you know. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving on the beach, right?
Yeah. I didn't like the really hot weather in Florida. I was like, you know, I'm not at that point of the change of life yet. And I thought, oh, my God, if I was there full time and you got to that, it'd be like really hard in the summer.
Yeah.
I see why the snowbirds come down in the winter and then leave in the summer, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Looking at
second
San Francisco,
half of the show,
somebody's moving over there in a couple of weeks that I know, too, and I'm going to hook them up with some people there. That's a neat
nice.
Town. Go ahead. I know we got to get, okay.
Nice. Yeah, I just I wanted to, again, thanks to everybody. Now, if you missed the first half and you're just tuning in and you missed the first half of the show, of course, again, the topic was sellers, get out of your way, your own way, when selling your own personal property. And all of these shows are archived, of course, at blogtalkradio.com. And soon on realtyuniversal.com as well. We'll be archiving and uploading there as well. Second half of the show, Natalie, is kind of a little different take today. Why don't you go ahead?
Well, you know, we always want to do it on spiritual and community issues. But what we're going to do today is domestic violence. Again, these are tidbit things as we bring to the show, and there's just so much data and information. But right now, with the economy being as it is and people in different stages in their life, we're hearing constantly that more and more people are having a lot of personal issues. More and more people are going to the hospitals, to psychiatrists, to doctors. I mean, I've heard it over and over. We deal with a lot of people in our network, and of course, it's in the news. Many people are very stressed, and the stress and the tension tends to lead to more domestic violence, just like you hear how crime rates go up in a bad economy, right? Because people are out there, either they're doing drugs and they need more money to get more drugs, or they don't have any money and they think it's easier to go rob a bank rather than to try to do what most people would want to do and work, no matter what job they can get, and pay their bills. You know, there's a lot of things that happen when people are under the stress. And so we're discussing domestic violence a little bit because both sides of it. Because if anybody's listening and you're having issues, you may feel that there's nowhere to go, nowhere to turn. If you're the one being abused, and also if you're the abuser. And interestingly enough, there's many, many places to go. And there's 24/7 hotlines. And Randy, we want to add in the numbers, which we'll do after the show, right? And in the next couple of days, we'll add in phone numbers if anybody's listening to these archives.
Because
I think that's important to give you phone numbers as well of where to call. There's also, they have a lot of the 12-step programs. You see the AA, NA, Al-Anon. There's many, it's amazing how many other programs there are, and this is all over, everywhere, in every community. So you don't have to go through this alone, whether you're, again, the one being abused or the abuser. Sometimes it could be both people go back and forth in their family. And it's worth it to get help. You know, it really, really is tough when you look at people, you know, cleaning their houses, taking care of their cars, going to work, doing these other things, you know, paying bills, you know, but when it comes to taking care of the mental health, ignoring it, and their spiritual health. And that really needs to be number one. You and I both have our faith in God, and we know God has to be number one. And then God helps us take care of everything else. But we're all human, so we're all going to still step through these issues and have issues. But the tough part is when domestic violence is serious. You know, people are getting killed by domestic violence. You know, more homicides and suicides come out. And when it's homicides on domestic violence, typically, I think it's 7 to 8 times out of 10, it's somebody that they know. It's not a stranger. So, you know, we want to just bring this up because you can get help. You're not alone. You know, you don't have to feel, some people are afraid to call. They're afraid to go anywhere because maybe the husband's abusing them and that's their whole support system. You may not have a job. You're afraid for your kids. There's cases where the wife's doing the abusing and the husband's feeling that way. But there's lots of support. And again, we're going to add numbers for this to do this. If you've got to remember, if nothing changes, nothing's going to change. And it's not, you know, the other thing is, for example, you're the person that's committing the violence, your anger, your pain, your lashing out, the abuse, it didn't get started from who's with you now, typically. It didn't get started from either it's your husband or your wife, or because we're not, you know, it's he or she, right, in this conversation. We don't know who is the abuser or the abusee. What you want to realize is these things started from seeds planted years ago. This isn't something that is sprouting just out of the blue, typically. I mean, you know, I'm not a psychiatrist, and we're not giving, you know, doctor advice or legal advice. We're speaking from the bottom of our hearts. We're speaking from being out there, seeing things, working through things, living in different situations. There's so many, you can be happy. You can actually get very happy in your life. Your family can be happy. But it does take some work, and it takes small steps. It may even be baby steps at first to get to where you're working through this. And I really commend anybody who is the abuser to actually take a first step as well and say, hey, I need help. This is not right. I shouldn't lash out at my kid. I shouldn't lash out at my wife or my husband or scream at these people. And these people that you're with probably really, really love you, and you love them. And if you just can remember that maybe you're doing things and acting a certain way from something that happened to you a long time ago, and it is so powerful for you to take the step to say, I'm going to break this cycle. It could be a cycle that's been in your family for generations. There's actually curses, they say, you know, and it's written in the Bible, you know, different things get passed down. We get passed down from our DNA and our cells and our, you know, that's where, you know, they're finding now genetically a lot of illnesses. We think because maybe our past relatives have them, we're going to have them. Some are not hereditary, where they've been saying for years, it's hereditary. They're finding now by taking better care of yourselves, by doing different changes, sometimes you can totally avoid those diseases that are hereditary. You can absolutely 100% break the abuse cycle. And just think how empowering it is. You talk about, you know, in life we want to leave a legacy, or we want to leave something that we can be remembered by. How empowering would it be to stop the domestic violence in your family for once and for all? So just remember, you know, you're not you. It's okay. You know, it's something that and it needs to be done. This needs to come from you too, not some outsider person. You don't want to, you know. Yeah, it's just really, I'm passionate about these things when you hear what's going on over and over again. What's your take on that, Randy?
I'm kind of going back and forth muting my mic because they're boarding.
Oh, okay. Before.
I'm kidding, and it might get real loud, so I might bail here in a sec. But again, you betcha. We're all about personal growth, personal healing, and I believe whatever the problem is, whether it's marriage problems, abuse problems, you know, whatever the thing is, it gets back to taking personal responsibility for issues that you need to work through. And a lot of people think there's a magic bullet, you know, it's a quick fix. Hey, I can go to a counseling session or two, and I'm okay. And it's not the case. You know, with Monica and I and our working on our marriage after she filed for divorce, it was a decade of counseling.
Years ago.
Yeah, many, many years ago. You better make sure everybody knows that. But it was a decade of counseling. You know, and we're still like you are, and I think that's why you and I kind of are kindred spirits. We are learners, lifelong learners. And so once you get a level of healing in your life and a level of growth and personal growth, you kind of get addicted in a good way to that. And you want to be more normal. And you get a taste of what normal is. I think a lot of us, you know, don't know what normal is, you know.
Now, I do want to, when you say that, not to cut you off, but when you say what normal is, I do want to preface that nobody knows 100% what normal is, because we all have our own personalities, our own destiny. So your normal for you could be different than someone else's normal. So you're still normal.
Right.
You want to be you, but you want to be healthy, like feel in healthy ways, right, that are not going to destroy or hurt another person, that are not going to destroy or hurt yourself. You know, a lot of the pain that comes from abuse, like if you're, say you're abusing your kids and your kids grow up and have that pain in their stomach and in their insides, and it's destroying them, that's very destructive. That's not healthy, you know? So the other thing I wanted to mention too is a lot of times they say when people go through abusive things as a child, they will have addictive personalities. They may be addicted to drugs or alcohol, or addicted to some different, you know, different hobbies that are just they're going over, you know, over extremes with. It's pretty interesting stuff when you start looking at it, and when you realize that there's so many people out there walking around with issues, that you start to have more empathy for the other people, and then you also start to realize, I can do something about this. And that's huge, because why do people take care of their cars and their houses and their other stuff and then not take care of their own bodies and their own mind, right? That to me,
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as you're talking about, again, you know, abuse and domestic violence, I think about guys, especially men, and a lot of times we don't know what an emotion is. We don't know what we're feeling, but our presenting emotion is anger. It's kind of our go-to default emotion. When we're frustrated and we're not quite sure what we're feeling and we get emotionally overloaded, we go to anger. And for those people who, you know, don't know how to process that, that's then the violence thing starts to happen. You know, they begin to, and that's not really even taken into account what they maybe saw modeled in their home. Maybe they're from an abusive, you know, and like you said earlier, it gets passed on to another generation. That's one thing, but also just the flat out anger. Sometimes it happens as a default emotion for most guys, because we, unlike gals, struggle with, you know, identifying what our emotions are. And so when we get frustrated and don't know what we're feeling, we go to anger. And then often that leads to violence, and that's sad. You know, there are people who maybe don't hit a spouse or hit a child, but they'll kick a dog or kick a door in, or, you know what I mean? And that's kind of, that's an anger issue that's kind of percolating and needs to be addressed before it does, you know. And I think actually if you would smash a wall in front of a child or a wife, to me that's tantamount to domestic violence, because you're in essence threatening them that, you know, they're next, you know. And so I think, again, anger issues, man, you're right, need to be addressed individually. And there's so much to it. But when I, and earlier when you said normal, what I meant was there are kind of norms that, as you said, that kind of dictate somewhat normal, you know, being kind of a loving person, being, you know, there are just some things that, rather than being selfish, you know, there are some things you can look at and go, okay, that's, you know, that's a
right.
more of a normal thing than, so I think
right.
there's some
I just
general
wanted to clarify.
Thing. Yeah,
I only wanted to clarify because some people go, well, I'm not normal, but okay, I'm sick of hearing, you know what I mean? So that's my
yeah.
reason, because some people are really, you know, when you're dealing with a lot of pain, they, you know, it's just a buzzword, that's all, so.
Yeah.
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 And it's healthy. It's just, you know, it's you're not a bad person. I mean, if you're doing these things, you know, bad things happen to good people, good things happen to bad people, you know, all kinds of things happen, all things just happen.
Mm.
And, you know, for us, I mean, God is always there. God can always bring you to the forefront, but you need to be able to fellowship. You need to talk to other people. And these support groups, whether you're the, you know, getting abused or the abuser, is, you know, they have support groups so that you can actually talk to a lot of people that are going through the same situation and same emotions you are. And there's ways to do this anonymously as well. Now, if you're in a situation and you're the abuser and you have kids involved and you've got children involved, there's violence, you know, you need to get to those meetings immediately. I would run to the meetings because that's how you're going to learn to be dealing with this in a healthy way.
Yeah.
You know, some people may say, well, I can't leave right now. Well, you don't have to leave right now unless your life or the kids' lives are in danger, but go to those meetings, get out there, start getting, you know, somehow. Or, you know, also you've got 24/7 numbers, which we're going to add on here, that you can call. I don't know how many people listening have computers, but you can Google things too. And there, it's the support's there. This isn't something, you know, that you have to go alone, and you shouldn't go alone at all.
Yeah.
And just remember, when it gets so heavy, there really is a life out there and beautiful things that you can look forward to. You know, I just went through the death of my brother, and he had a bad relationship, and there was anger there. He wasn't doing domestic violence, but he's dead because he got on a motorcycle being provoked by the person, and a lot of things had happened, and I'm sure his anger at the time and his upset didn't help, and he's dead, and it's disgusting. It's a senseless death, completely senseless. No need that it should have happened. It's just devastating, and it's going to change my life and my family's life forever. We you know, not forever. And I'm having to learn how to step through to say, wait a minute, I've still got to be strong, and I've got to keep on living, right? But it takes steps, and it takes being able to admit I'm powerless right now. I don't know what to do, you know, when you have emotions that are going on. And these things are, you know, we're all human. And it's not they're not isolated. You know, lots of different things happen, and we think, oh, it's only happening to us, or this only happened, and it's not. So the biggest thing is to take the step. and get start getting help, and you're not you know, you're not going to go to jail for it. You're not going to be penalized if you're the abuser. You can do this. There's ways to do this and get yourself, you know, baby steps. You don't have to be perfect tomorrow with it and change and get rid of everything tomorrow. But the first step is the most important. So I always wish we had way more time to talk about these issues when we get into them. You know, I always feel like we're kind of whetting the appetite because then we're not, you know, getting through to the end, you know, but at least if we're putting it out there.
Sparking an interest, absolutely. Sparking an interest for more, you know, more self-education. And again, you mentioned Google. Boy, folks, these days, literally, you know, the library is at our fingertips. We used to have to go to a brick-and-mortar library to read books and study up on stuff, and now literally on your iPhone or your iPad or whatnot, laptop, you can, you literally are in a library by going to Google and, you know, Google more about domestic violence. And if you're listening either archived or live or whatever to our show here and you have a problem with that, we will be posting the numbers here, editing those in as well. And you can, of course, as well, absolutely Google I'm sure domestic violence hotline, you know, and find that as well. So if there's a pressing need, like right now, absolutely encourage you to do that. And like Natalie said, it's about us human beings being together and working on our stuff together. As Natalie said, in a lot of ways, we are none of us are normal and will never be totally normal. You know, that's the reality.
You want to be you. You want to be who you are and your personality. And the reason you have one fingerprint is because God made you as a dynamic person yourself. You don't need to be like someone else or be that. But like Randy was saying, the normal of be loving, be healthy, you know, be caring. You know, that's important. You don't want to be angry all the time and taking your anger out on other people unnecessarily. So I guess we're going to be, so it's pretty, you know, it's funny about life. One day can seem good, the next day can seem bad. But life is a gift and it's meant to be lived. And I know there's times where people don't want to keep on living because they don't feel like there's anything to look forward to. The depression can be so bad. And I just, from my bottom of my heart, I would love to see, I say it's time to heal, you know. It was so great if we could, in our education in schools, I think for years I thought, you know, they teach us the math and the rhythm, you know, the social studies and science and other subjects, and they didn't really teach finances, and I think they need to start teaching even finances in, as young as elementary school so people start understanding the basics of how to build and grow monies. I think the other thing they should start adding in is these you know, the real world of with violence and issues and other things going on, so people can start going, well, yeah, that's happening, that is happening, oh, you know, and so that it can be a lot more well-rounded instead of hush-hush all the time. And because we're all human.
Yeah.
And these human traits are, you know, and it does perpetuate if we can let it go on, but once we start understanding it and working on it, it can also be a heaven way to live. And the big thing we always push is love and peace, right? What are the things everyone really wants to be loved, right?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And everybody wants peace. And these are ways to get it and find it. And God can take you in that direction always. But it's amazing.
I think they're about loaded on this one plane, so I won't have to keep muting my mic back and forth. I apologize. But, yeah, what you're saying is so, so true. Thinking about it earlier, how we really are spiritual beings in these physical bodies. You know, we're in our essence, we're spiritual spirit beings in these physical bodies. And, you know, and we're eternal beings. And, you know, that we are all, that God has, you know, created us. And there's a spark of God in all of us. And to focus on that rather than all of the stuff sometimes that we attach to our physicality, you know, oh, I'm fat, oh, I'm this, oh, I'm that. You know, and you begin to identify yourself with, you know, the five senses. And instead of saying, you know, I am spirit. And that's the thing. I was thinking about that today while I was meditating.
That's awesome.
We're spirit beings, you know, and I think they're finally loaded on that. I think we're going to take a break in just a moment, and then we'll be back again to wrap up the final 15 minutes of the show. But again, the number's 347-945-5428. That's 347-945-5428. You are listening to Realty Universal Radio. Natalie Holenix, Randy Zachary, and the website. There we go. RealtyUniversal.com. That's pretty loud, isn't it? Is that pretty loud?
That's okay.
It's very loud. RealtyUniversal.com, the website. So check that out. And again, one more time, the phone number is 347-945-5428. So I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick break here, and we are going to be back in about 5 minutes. So stay tuned. If you are on the line, stay with us, and we'll be right back.